Oscar called me the other day and he didn't say, will you? He said, can you? And I went, yeah. But he caught me off guard, and that's okay. And so I went to the Lord, and I said, Lord, you got to help me with this, because usually I get about a week and a half to get ready, and I had about 2 days. So, so I said, Lord, help me out with this. And he gave me something, and then I went, that's not what you really want, is it? And he said, nah, try this. So we're going to talk about the grace of God today. You know, yesterday when we were here for Audrey's funeral, and Oscar and I talked a few moments, I said, you know, this is another turn in the history of this church with her passing away. And I began to think about, you know, when I was trying to come up with something to speak about, where I've come in the 30 years plus that I've been coming to this church, and all the twists and turns that I've gone through, you know, where we moved to Florida for a while, and then we came back, and I kind of got dragged in when I started, and, you know, and because I didn't want to come, and you know, and you have your disagreements and your agreements on things and all those things, and that's where how I was able to come across this, and it's by the grace of God why I'm here, and by His grace that I can keep moving forward in Him. But you know, I want to talk more about what happened yesterday, because this place was pretty full yesterday. And, you know, I could feel the Lord's grace flowing through the people yesterday. Because, you know, it reminded me that although we don't see a lot of these people here today and we don't see them very often, but it reminded me that every time I get to see them, it's by the Lord's grace I had to have them come through my life one way or another at some point in my life. And by God's grace, I think I probably have learned something from each and every one of them. And, you know, for me, that's important because I want to always learn. I want to keep learning. And I want to keep learning more about the Lord every day. Not just something, you know, that you didn't know about. But I've learned more about who I am and what I am by God's grace coming here than I ever have in my life. It's helped me to understand who I am in Him and what I am in Him and how He looks at me. And how I understand totally, like you said yesterday at the end, He's in all of us, and we need to accept that. And, you know, when I think about God's grace, I think about all the things in my life that I've gone through and a lot of the things that I've gone through that I wasn't sure that I would get through. And I did get through and didn't even though I knew it was by the grace of God, I didn't really pay any attention to it. I took it for granted. And I don't think we should ever take God's grace for granted, because it comes in at the most unexpected time, and it comes at the expected time. You know, Randy, you were talking about the shot. I've had two of those. They work. They work really well. And I'm sure it's going to work for you. But you were, you know, just like you were saying, one insurance company said no, But by God's grace, now all of a sudden you got it, you get it done. You know, we were talking back in Matthew today, in the seventh chapter, or seventh verse, where it talks about seek, and you will find, you know, knock, and the door will open. And I said, you know, the problem is today is a lot of people pray, but they hope for an answer. They don't expect an answer. But, you know, God's grace is always expected. We should expect it everything we do. You know, if we're walking with the Lord, we should expect that he's going to favor us. You know, one of the things I've found out when I was doing some study work for this, when I looked up the word grace in Strong's, the definition was, and I wrote it down somewhere, the definition in the Greek is divine influence on the heart of the heart and its reflection in the life. You know, that's what grace is. It's his reflection in our life and who we are. It's acceptable. It's a benefit. It's favor. It's gift. It's joy, liberality, pleasure, and thanks. But the interesting thing I found about it is that's all that definition in the Greek was only for the New Testament. In the Old Testament, if you look at it, the word grace is not used very much. Matter of fact, I couldn't find where it was used. The word favor is. Now, you know, is it the same thing? Yeah. But, you know, I look at it, my thought came to this. If I favor something, that's an option. I get to pick it. You know, do I want God's grace or do I want his favor? I get to pick, you know, it gives God an option. But he has no options. His options are one. We get it all. We get it all without having to go really crazy to ask for it. You know, the hope of that I get out of it is that I more and more expect to see God's grace in my life. Believe me, there have been times in my life where I got through something, and I don't know how I got through it. And it was only my stupidity. You know, especially when I was young. You know, I did some things that, you know, I got way out of hand, and I could have gotten very easily. Something really drastic could have happened in my life. And it took me years to realize that God has a plan for me. And he's got a plan for you. And that includes, you know, keep pouring grace on you each and every day and allowing you to, you know, walk closer to him and work, try to get closer to him. I said to Mark this morning, I said, you look a little tired this morning, bud. And he leaned over and he says, well, I got up at 4 o'clock, and then I exercised, then I had to go over and get Sammy, then I had to. But here you are, Mark, and you're still standing tall, man. But, you know, that's the way he works. He gives us the strength that we need when we need it. He gives us the wisdom we need when we need it. The understanding, he gives us the answers. That's all in his grace, you know. And I can only say, because I didn't write a lot of notes because I just didn't know what to put down, but I can only say, talking from my heart, that I am so thankful that I know the Lord of all, Lord of hosts, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings, because without him in my life, I really sometimes wonder where I would actually be and what I'd be doing. He has bestowed so much on me in my lifetime that I can't even register the amount of times. From the big things to the little things, mostly from the little things, because you just take it for granted, but it's something you got. Maybe it was something where you were ill, you know, and you were laid up with something and you couldn't do anything, and nothing serious like you had, Sam, or anything like that, or like Kath, or like Joey had, but something small. But he gave you the grace to deal with it and to get on with it, and to trust in him to get you through it. You know, and some of the big things, you know, that I've had in my life. I had two divorces that devastated me. And I would be the first person to tell you that I was insane for a while because of it. I was so angry. I was angry at the world. I was angry at everything. I was angry at myself. But God gave me the grace to get through that. And not only did he give me the grace to get through that, he gave me the grace to actually do it again. But, you know, she's asked me that. Did you ever think you would marry a third time? And I said, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. But I did. And look what God gave me. He gave me the best wife I could ever have. So, you know, that's the gist of what I'm talking about today. Let's just keep looking for his grace in our life. I have a bunch of scriptures I've wrote down, and I'm going to read them the way I had them, the way I picked them out. And first one is Romans 3:22-24. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace. It doesn't matter who you are. God's grace is moving on everyone. And then Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law but under grace. Your sins are forgiven. That's his grace. That's his gift to you. I got the shakes again today. Romans had a lot of stuff in it. 12:3. Where is it here? For by thy grace given me, I am to say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment and in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. You know, that's what I said earlier. By his grace, I'm learning more and more about who I am. I know I'm a son of God, and I think that's really... But, you know, I'm no bigger son of God than anybody else. Second Corinthians 15:10. Where am I? No, I worked harder than all of them. This is Paul speaking. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Doesn't matter how hard you try. Grace of God is with you. And it's not by your works. It's what's in your heart. 2 Corinthians 6:1. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. We're his co-workers. And he's always heard us, and he'll always help us. And of course, the last one is 2 Corinthians 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And I can only say this. I don't know about anybody else in this room, but I have a lot of weaknesses. But his grace is sufficient for me to overcome all of my weaknesses, no matter what they are. And some of them are pretty human. Let's just put it this way. They're pretty irrelevant, some of my weaknesses, because I only look at them as myself. God doesn't look at them as my weakness. He's not looking at my weaknesses as weakness. Because if he's still pouring grace in me, he's pouring the strength of him into me. And if I can live with his strength in me every day and ask for his will to be done every day in my life and the wisdom to carry it out, you know, I can ask to be in his will. And that's one thing. But I need the wisdom to help me carry it out. And only by the grace of God am I going to get his wisdom. So to each and every one of you this week, I hope that you open your eyes to look for what God's doing in your life and the grace that he's poured upon you in your lives. And I hope that you just give him all the praise and glory for it and continue to do that on a daily basis and keep your eyes open for it, even through the little things. Because the little things can go into big things if we let it happen. And we don't want that to happen. And I just give God all the praise for what he's doing for me today. And I thank you for each and every one of you for being here and being my friends and people who have been mentors and spiritual people who have helped me through my walk. And I look forward to keep right on going with it. So with that, I say, amen. Father, thank you. I'll bless the food. Thank you, Father, for this small message that I had today. But Father, give me the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the mind to understand what your grace is in my life. And Father, just let me keep walking in you and walking towards you and embracing you in everything I do. And Father, I just thank you for that. And Father, just bless the food as we gather today and for some fellowship. And just let us grow in each other and become more and more like you. Amen.